Two people face the same challenge: a high-stakes presentation, a difficult conversation, a career setback. One crumbles under pressure, while the other thrives. What separates them isn't talent, luck, or circumstance. It's something far more fundamental: the way they think. For over 25 years, millions have discovered that excellence isn't a gift reserved for the lucky few. It's a skill that can be learned, decoded, and mastered. The secret lies in understanding the hidden architecture of human thought itself. Think of your mind as software running on the hardware of your brain. Most of us never examine the code. We simply accept whatever programs were installed in childhood. Neuro-linguistic programming reveals that code, showing us exactly how we create our experiences moment by moment. The neuro part refers to your nervous system, where habits live, both the ones you're aware of and the countless patterns operating beneath consciousness. Linguistic encompasses every way you communicate, from words to gestures to the tone of your inner voice. Programming describes the mental patterns you run automatically, like apps running in the background of your phone. Your brain doesn't record experiences objectively. It creates personalized mental movies with visuals, sounds, and emotions. Some people think in pictures, seeing solutions. Others process through sound, needing things to sound right. Still others rely on gut feelings. Watch someone's eyes when they think. Good spellers look up, mentally seeing words. Those accessing emotions look down and write. These aren't random movements. They're windows into how we think. You can edit these mental movies. That cringe-worthy memory probably appears large, bright, and close. Make it smaller, dimmer, farther away. Change the soundtrack to circus music. The emotional charge drains away. This isn't denial. It's recognizing you react not to events, but to how you represent them internally. Most advice tells you what to think without explaining how. Understanding that confidence comes from changing your internal voice from critical to encouraging, or that positivity might mean making mental images brighter, gives you actual control. You're no longer hoping for change, you're engineering it. You don't experience the world directly. You experience it through filters, like wearing glasses you've forgotten you have on. These perceptual patterns determine what you notice, ignore, and how you interpret everything. When Janet obsesses over details, while Bill prefers big picture concepts, they're using completely different filtering systems. Consider the towards versus away from filter. Towards people move toward goals, motivated by rewards. Away from people move away from problems, driven by avoiding pain. Tell a towards person about exercise benefits, more energy, better health, and they're inspired. An away from person needs to hear about inactivity dangers, heart disease, obesity. The match-mismatch filter explains conversational dynamics. Matchers see similarities and build on ideas. Mismatchers find flaws and play devil's advocate. The internal-external filter reveals how you know you've done well. Internally referenced people trust their own judgment. Externally referenced people require validation. Constant feedback suffocates internal people. No feedback abandons external people. Recognizing these patterns transforms communication from frustrating to effortless. Before you finish a sentence, your body has already told the story. Research suggests over 90% of influence happens nonverbally, through posture, gesture, breathing, and microexpressions. Visual thinkers move quickly, gesture high, speak rapidly in high-pitched voices, and breathe shallowly from the chest. Auditory thinkers display rhythmic movements, tilt their heads when listening, gesture at mid-level, and speak in measured, melodious tones. Kinesthetic people move slowly, gesture low, speak in deep, resonant voices with meaningful pauses, and breathe deeply from the belly. Body and mind form one system. Change one, and you change the other. Try slumping your shoulders, looking down, breathing shallowly. Depression intensifies instantly. Now stand tall, look up, breathe deeply, speak with energy. The depression can't maintain its grip. This isn't willpower. It's recognizing that your physical state directly creates your emotional state. By consciously adjusting your physiology, adopting a power pose before a presentation, matching someone's breathing to build rapport, you gain direct access to emotional transformation. Language doesn't just describe reality, it creates it. Tell yourself, "I'm terrible at presentations" enough times, and your brain accepts it as fact, filtering evidence to confirm this belief. Replace it with, "I'm learning to present more effectively," and you suddenly notice improvements and opportunities. We habitually delete information. "I'm stressed." About what? Distort reality. "She made me angry." How did she control your response? And generalize recklessly. "I always fail." Always? These patterns keep us trapped. Clean questions offer a different approach, asking with genuine curiosity and zero agenda. Mirror their exact words. And when you say stuck, what kind of stuck is that? This helps people discover their own answers. Metaphors bypass resistance entirely. Tell someone, "Change your approach," and defenses rise. Say, "You're using a hammer when you need a screwdriver," and they understand instantly without feeling criticized. Metaphors engage the unconscious mind, allowing people to find personally relevant meanings. Master language at this level, and you don't just communicate, you transform. Most people experience emotions as things that happen to them. Anger strikes, anxiety overwhelms, confidence vanishes. But emotions are states you can access on demand through anchoring, which links a specific trigger, a touch, sound, or image, with a powerful emotional state. Recall a moment of absolute confidence. As that memory intensifies, press your thumb and forefinger together. Repeat this with vivid memories, and you create an anchor, a switch you can flip whenever you need that state. You can engineer anchors for creativity, calm, motivation, or any state you need. Your beliefs form the invisible scaffolding supporting your entire life. Most were installed before age 7, accepted without examination, and operating ever since. "I'm not creative. Money is hard to come by." These aren't truths, they're programs running automatically. The person who believes there's always a solution approaches problems completely differently than someone who believes some problems are unsolvable. By identifying limiting beliefs, you can replace them with empowering alternatives. Well-formed outcomes transform vague wishes into compelling futures. Instead of, "I don't want to feel anxious," ask, "What specifically do I want instead?" Your unconscious mind doesn't distinguish between vividly imagined experiences and real ones. When you repeatedly visualize your desired outcome with sensory richness, what it looks like, sounds like, feels like, your brain begins treating it as inevitable. Excellence is systematic, not mystical. Understanding mental patterns lets you reproduce confidence. Recognizing limiting language enables replacement. Reading body language reveals thoughts and fosters connection. This isn't manipulation, it's mastering your most important tool, your mind. You already have everything you need. Every moment of brilliance reveals a reusable pattern. Every challenge contains information. Every interaction offers practice. Start now. Notice your thinking patterns today. Adjust one limiting belief. Create an anchor for a needed state. Match someone's communication style and watch rapport deepen. These aren't party tricks, they're life skills that compound. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your thinking, and you can consciously improve it every single day. Your mind isn't fixed, it's a tool you can wield with precision, creativity, and power. The only question is, will you?